How they reverse things and turn them upside down. August 25, 2021, by Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. The Bible is a very special book, a compendium of knowledge and examples transmitted through thousands of years, but in the process using codes and forms that are not necessarily known and used today. So look now and pay attention to how the evil ones have gotten their way and overturned the order of things to serve themselves. The first example we have of this is Satan in the garden, where he uses a half-truth to seduce Eve. Oh, you won't die, at least, not right away. Using this, he overturned the grace that allowed Adam and Eve access to the Garden of Eden, and condemned them to endless labor. The second example is the story of Cain and Abel, in which the favorite of the Creator is overcome by simple murder. They use the same means now. The third example is the story of Jacob and Esau, where the first son was made to serve the second, completely out of order, via the use of deceit. The fourth example is the story of Joseph bypassing his share of Jacob's blessing, and skipping it over to both his sons. This was not only a form of unnatural deceit, but an artifice as well, a structured arrangement designed to especially favor Joseph and his lineage by overturning the natural order of things. By half-truth, by murder, by deceit, and by artifice they have ever and always sought to overturn the order of our Creator, and have often seemingly succeeded for a time. But the truth is always known to our Creator, and the very slow mills grind it very fine. In the same way in the present day, they seek to triumph and overturn the law of nature and nature's God, to turn things upside down so as to favor themselves. They have done this by a process of naming, labeling, and redefining. They started out with a man, relabeled and redefined him as a human, in order to deprive man of his natural and unalienable rights. Now, they have been obliged to grant civil rights and human rights to those they have labeled humans, and they seek to steal those rights, too, by relabeling and redefining humans as transhumans. Do you see the trick? See how they seek to redefine things to benefit themselves? And deprive you of your rightful identity, nature, and place? This is deliberate. This is their game. And when they can no longer win at it, they pollute the blood. This is what they are doing now, just as they did it in Assyria and Babylon. I showed you how they denatured the bread so that it gave no nutrition and how they denatured the water so that it polluted the blood and crippled the minds of those who drank it. They are doing the same thing now, denaturing the food so that it is full of poisons and the nourishment is drained from it and useless calories are added to it. They are poisoning the water, too, with chlorine and fluoride. This is nothing new. This, too, is recorded in the Bible. They have pulled the same tricks with your land and soil. They took your meets and bounds surveys and your landmarks and boundary stones and attached a cadastral description to your land and soil. Then they attached a street number. And then they added plat numbers and pages. And then they attached a lot and a block and a subdivision. And each time they did this, they issued titles to you, as if this was your consideration for their theft, and they use this theft and redefinition process to steal your land and soil from you. This is what the children of Cain do. Just like their father, they feel nothing, think of nothing but their own advantage. Like animals who know no better, they are a scourge and predator. It delights them to cause a problem, then step forward with the solution, and get rewarded for their action. It pleases them to lie and make false demands and coerce people to do their will, and then, when the victims have done what is demanded of them, they claim that this was voluntary and there is nobody to blame but the victims. All of this is described in the Bible. None of it is new. It's as old as the hills, and we must take notice of this behavior and put an end to it, before it puts an end to us. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.